views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
When you add be you plus live your purpose, what do you get? Joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that you're meant to use to make the world a brighter place. Have you ever wondered, is this all life has to offer? There must be more. If you answer yes, then Unstuck Joy is the show for you. Each show will feature a memoir artwork painted by Vicki that taps into universal themes of evolution, hope, inner strength, and self-growth. Vicki will also ask listeners to play along. Draw, doodle, collage, write, and or paint your way to soul clarity with Art Vision Journaling. Unstuck Joy will compel you to tune into your soul's whispers to realize your unique dreams. Get ready to get unstuck.
Hey everybody, this is Vicki Todd with Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, you may be wondering, why in the world is she coming to us through Facebook Live without a guest? Okay, the October 7th episode of Unstuck Joy is going to be a teeny bit different, and here's why. In April, I got a phone call, voice message, and an email from a gentleman at Litfire Publishing in Atlanta. And of course, I thought, oh, this is spam. I ignored it. I trashed it. And he was persistent and called back and emailed again. And so I thought, well, maybe I should pay attention and see what this guy wants. And so it's a publishing company in Atlanta, Litfire Publishing. And he said that third-party book scouts, kind of like sports scouts, but it's book scouts, had found my book, my visual memoir, Unstuck Joy, on Amazon, which is a miracle in itself. And he invited me to display Unstuck Joy at the Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany, which is coming up next week. And it's the largest book fair in the world. And so I said yes. And I decided to go along with the book. And so Dr. Pat, so innovative, she said, instead of, you know, just redoing an old show, you know, sending the October 17th show is kind of a redo of a past episode. Why don't you do Facebook Live videos along your journey at the book fair? And the wonderful producers at Transformation Talk Radio, hey, Jessica and Justin, they're so creative and so wonderful. They're going to put these Facebook Live videos together, and that's going to create the show for October the 17th. And so you guys are going to go along with me. What's going to happen? I have no idea. So we're going to be on this together. So what I do know for sure, I am taking the concept of it with me in my heart and my spirit and my mind. My artist heroine superpower of my intuition compass and really going within, listening to my heart, listening through my intuition, using my third eye, tapped into my intuition that's tapped into my higher self, and just really listening to the clues along this journey and using my curiosity, my little antenna out there, to see what's out there. Because the goal of this whole shebang is to find a traditional publisher. You know, Unstuck is published through Balboa Press, which is self-publishing through Hay House, which is great. But that's like one of my dreams, to find a traditional publisher. I'm almost done with my second book. And so just to be able to keep writing books and, you know, to go on book tours and speak and, you know, things like that, that's one of my ultimate dreams. And so that's the ultimate goal. But I'm using my curiosity and my intuition compass, if I can get this straight here, sorry, because I don't want to just hold on to that so tightly and be so tunnel visioned that it has to be this particular publisher. You know, I have a list of publishers I want to go visit. I've got the people representing me in the Litfire booth. And so, yeah, that's wonderful. But I don't want to hold on so tightly and say, no, it has to be this and nothing else, because that can totally kill the dream. And so by using my intuition and my curiosity, be open and allow, because as we all know, the universe can dream bigger than us. And so maybe there's something out there that my limited human perception can't perceive. So that's one of my intentions. And I also know that when I try to force things to happen, usually it doesn't work out quite as well. And so the really big things that have come in to really kind of change my life in a positive direction have been things that have just kind of come to me or fallen in my lap. And I had enough curiosity and intuition going to say, oh, this is a really cool idea. I'm not really sure about this, but let's go for it. And so, for example, things like this, you know, having this total stranger from Litfire call me and say, hey, third-party book scouts found your book on Amazon and we want you in our booth. Check. You know, I could have said, oh my God, this is a scam and forget it. But I'm like, no, this feels right. And it feels right for me to go. When I was just beginning my first life flip, you know, I was in the seventh year of a really not so great marriage. I had just gone through a miscarriage and this, you know, pregnancy that I caved into what my mom wanted me to do. And I didn't follow my own intuition at that time. So I know I need to follow my intuition. But 2 months after all of that, you know, I was totally lost and just floundering and literally crying on the floor in the bathroom of my home in Texas. And a lot of that is in Unstuck. And I got a call from my former dean at Texas Tech University, literally 2 months after all that happened. And he said, hey, you know, do you want to come teach this public relations writing class? Oh, by the way, it starts tomorrow. And I hadn't worked in the industry for 4.5 years because I quit my job to help my former husband. We had a hair salon because he was a hairdresser. And I hadn't been working. My master's degree was 8 long years, you know, before that. And so that just kind of fell into my lap. And then it was my choice to say yes or no. And I said yes. And that totally changed my life to get my doctorate and start teaching, move to Connecticut. I taught 12 years at Quinnipiac and then life flip number 2, resigned from that. And now I'm doing this new thing with the books and the art and, you know, the teaching and the radio show. The radio show, you know, last October, I was on the Dr. Pat show promoting Unstuck. And Dr. Pat emailed me and said, hey, you know, we would love if you would consider being a host. Would you consider doing that? You know, I had been thinking that since I was a college professor for so many years, it would seem the natural transition to go on the college circuit speaking. And that wasn't really working. So I kind of put that to the side. But all of a sudden, here's this chance to have a different type of speaking platform that's international because Transformation Talk Radio is on the internet. And so it's a different form of speaking. So again, the curiosity, the intuition, and it just kind of happened. And I said, yes. And so here we are a year later. And so this is my goal, is to go with the curiosity, go with the intuition, and just be open and allow. And it's kind of that baby bear porridge, just right, that you listen for that inspired action, but still have that openness and the surrender to allow these new things to pop in that maybe my human limited perception can't perceive. The other intention that I have, and this is the art visioning prompt, is a lotus flower. And so you can Google lotus flower images. I found a really cool outline and just kind of freehanded my own version. So a lotus flower, the roots are buried deep, deep, deep in mud and muck. And the flower rises above up into the light. And so it's the spiritual symbol for abundance and enlightenment. And so this can be a symbol for us following our dreams. And so the mud and the muck, where the roots are really planted, that's where your doubt and your fear and your limiting beliefs live. And yeah, those are things that we want to leave behind, but they can also be things that can teach us lessons along the way if we're willing to learn from those lessons. And that will help fertilize our dreams so we can grow, grow, grow ever stronger and go up toward the light and really live the abundance and enlightenment of being our true self and living our dreams. And so I was thinking last October, 2016, I was doing a book signing of Unstuck at the I Can Do It conference in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And it was my first book signing. And I was so nervous because part of the deal was I had 75 books that I needed to sign. And I thought, what if nobody wants my book? should I take an extra suitcase? Are they going to fit my suitcase if I need to bring them home? I mean, I lost sleep worrying about these books. Well, of course, I went to the conference and those 75 books were gone in 30 minutes. I've never signed my name so quickly in all my life. It was an absolute blast. And so this time, I'm really having the attention to, instead of just being so caught up in this fear, what if I look through the lens of love and I expected miracles to happen and I go in saying, yes, it is time. It is time for these dreams to really surge forward and go to the next level. And so that's what I'm doing this year. I'm going in expecting miracles. I'm asking big. I'm asking the universe, asking God big, because we know that when, especially when we're using our gifts to help serve others, the universe really wants us to go forward and live these dreams, but we have to ask. You know, the asking is kind of the trigger, and use your gifts to serve others. And that's going to give you the super turbo charge. So I'm going in faith with this. And even if, you know, the outcome that I think should happen doesn't happen, then I'm going in faith knowing that, okay, I asked for something really big and awesome and powerful. If that doesn't happen, then the universe has even something even bigger. And so thank you for coming on this journey with me. Like I said, I'm not sure exactly what this journey is going to be. Usually on Unstuck Joy, we talk about what's already happened. And like that quote from Steve Jobs, you can't really see the dots moving forward, but you can only connect the dots moving back. And so usually we talk about things that have already happened. Like, oh yeah, I can look back and say, well, that's how that happened, or that's why that happened. And now I can see why, or I can see the how. We're right in the middle of the dots, people. And so I don't know how these are going to connect, but thank you for coming on this journey with me. And I will see you on the other side in Frankfurt. Bye.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Vicki from coming to you live from Frankfurt, Germany. I made it. Yay. So I came a day early to the Frankfurt Book Fair. Actually starts tomorrow. So I came a day early to have some time, just kind of chill out. And I just had the most lovely day at the Städel Museum. And oh my gosh, I didn't know that they were having an exhibit of two of my very favorite French artists. And so that was just kind of a bonus along the way. But today's theme is joy along the journey. And sometimes I can be the world's worst whenever I get really caught on focusing on a destination, you know, a certain goal that I want to achieve. And you know, I'm currently working on projects that I absolutely love, but sometimes I just work and forget to have the fun time. Things like going to the museum that really feed your soul. And so, I'm really happy that I did that today because now I just feel relaxed. I feel my soul is just filled to the brim with all this really cool stuff that I saw today. And that makes me just have this attitude of peace and just kind of a softness going into the book fair tomorrow. And so this reminds me of a story that I think I've told you guys on the show before, but it's a great story and I need to hear it again myself. When I was a professor and I had probably 2 years ago, November 2015, I had resigned the spring before. And so I was just a few months out, you know, of my stable professor position and just kind of wondering what I was doing. And I'd actually just written my visual memoir Unstuck October of 2015. And so it was just really fresh and at the publishers. And I went to dinner with one of my academic friends and she was at a different university than me, but we were in the same boat. We were both, you know, tenured professors, chair of our department, and she was a little bit older than me, so I think at the time she was 62, and we had both just read Elizabeth Gilbert's book called Big Magic, and Elizabeth Gilbert talked about following your curiosity. You know, you may not know exactly what your life purpose is, but if you'll follow your curiosity, those can be the little breadcrumb trails to lead you to what you should be doing with your life, because if you're that interested in it, and it gives you curiosity, then, you know, that's a clue that, hey, maybe you should go check that out. And so my academic friend said, you know, I read the book and I realized I've just lost all of my curiosity. I feel like I'm in total survival mode at my job right now. And I only have to make it 7 more years until retirement. And that just gave me a pit in my stomach. I thought, oh my God, how you just sound miserable. And it made me really sad because, you know, I had begun to get miserable in my job because I had outgrown it and it was time for me to evolve. And my soul was telling me, you need to jump out into the unknown or else your soul is just going to shrivel within you and die. That was my choice and that was my journey. And I'm not saying that my friend should have just up and quit her job 7 years before retirement. But gosh, you know, what if you could find that curiosity again? And even if it has nothing to do with your job, but just to bring life and sparkle, you know, just some spark of something to your life to make the other stuff more joyful along the journey as well. Because I'm a true believer, if the journey to a certain destination is kind of dry and yucky, then probably when you get to the destination, that's going to be kind of dry and yucky too. So joy along the journey and just finding whatever stuff, you know, helps you to feed your soul. And today at the art museum, it was just a really cool experience. And so going into the book fair tomorrow, I have some cards that I've just created and it's kind of shiny because they've got plastic covering on them. But I just created 3 cards last week because I am planning to do my own deck of oracle cards with my artwork as the visuals. And I'm also thinking about doing a workshop where you guys can do your own artist memoir cards. And, you know, being a memoir, it could be categories that fit your life. And so for me, the shine card, and yes, she's naked, but if you can see on the side in orange, it says be vulnerable. And so
if you're really shining your light and using your gifts, that is probably going to mean that you're going to be vulnerable. You know, I feel really vulnerable talking to you guys live about this dream that I have to find a traditional publisher at this Frankfurt Book Fair when I really don't know what the outcome is going to be. And so just talking to you and saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but here we go, and I'm talking to you about it all the way, that is kind of vulnerable because, you know, there's part of me that just wants to say, oh, I'm not going to talk about it until I know the end result. And then if it happens, then I'll tell people about it. So I think when you use your gifts, you do have to be kind of naked and vulnerable because you're pushing yourself to the outer edges of your comfort zone and even beyond. And so to be able to go up to total strangers tomorrow and the rest of the week and say, hey, I've got this really cool visual memoir and I think that your publishing company would be a great match with what I'm doing, that's going to really cause me to be vulnerable, but I'm going to have to do that in order to shine. Or being vulnerable could also be if you share your gifts with people and, you know, people in your life, maybe your family or your coworkers or your close friends, and they say, oh, you know, no, you can never do that. You know, that don't even try. That's not going to work. You know, either they're caring for you, loving you because they want you to be safe and secure, or maybe there's just a little bit of jealousy, but, you know, putting yourself out there and for people to say, I wouldn't really do that. And you say, no, I am going to do that. You're shining, but that also gives you a sense of vulnerability because, you know, maybe people agree with you, maybe they don't. So the second card goes along with that. It is a badassery. There we go. And so this is one of my artist muses, Frida Kahlo. And she's a total badass because, you know, she had so many things in her life and her art was the constant. So no matter what was going on, you know, she just kept on painting and her art was also kind of portraits that told the story of her life. And I also did hear her in deer form. Because I love the deer as one of my spirit animals because it talks about going through life with grace and awareness. And so to be able to shine my light tomorrow and the rest of the week, you know, being vulnerable and getting out of my comfort zone, I'm going to have to invoke some badassery, you know, to be able to do that. And so think about what your badassery is. You know, how can you really shine your light and say, nope, no matter what, I'm going to do what my dream is telling me to do. That's going to be your badassery because you're stepping forward even out of your comfort zone and saying, can't see the results, but I'm going to have the courage and strength to do it. So be a badass. The last card is the card of curiosity and wonder. And so that's been kind of the theme along this whole journey. And today, you know, finding joy along the journey. And so there's going to be all kinds of people there, not just book publishers. There's also film people. I think there's a publishing company out of the UK. And on their website, it talked about turning a book into a stage play. So there's a lot of questions I would love to ask people, you know, even if it doesn't go toward the exact end destination that I'm wanting to do, but just to follow my own curiosity and sense of wonder, and just maybe it would, you know, lead to a new path that I haven't seen yet. So thanks for going with me on the journey, and I will talk to you on another day. Bye.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Fenton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenFenton.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Everybody, this is Vicki for Unstuck Joy, the Art of Living on Purpose, and I'm coming to you live from the Frankfurt Book Fair. And so I have met an author who is also in the Lit Fire booth. Her name is Patty DeMere, and I've had the best time talking to her today, and I'm so glad that I ran into her. We have a lot in common. So what I loved about talking to Patty, she's doing exactly what we had talked about yesterday, following your curiosity and finding joy on the journey. So here is Patty DeMere.
Hi. This is fun to talk to you because I've lived for 20 years in the field of education working with young people. And this series of books is an outpouring of all the educational endeavors that I've done during the 20 years of teaching school. So the story is about two young people, and it takes place at a horse stable, but that's not the primary life values that are introduced in the book. The life values are all the things that young people should be involved with, such as sports and animals and pursuit of literature. So the book, even though the story is primarily about horses and some other animals, it has more to emphasize on some of the values that we want to see young people obtain.
Right. And talking to you today, Patty, what I really liked, because I found, you know, being here at the Frankfurt Book Fair, it's the largest book fair in the world, and I've kind of run into some closed doors. And you said, keep on going. And even if it's not the end result of getting a contract, you are meeting people and you are learning things. And so why is that so important to you?
Well, everyone comes up with closed doors in their lives. And some of the tenacity or the endurance that we all have is to be able to keep going when those doors are closed and find other ways to open them. And this experience probably at the Frankfurt Book Fair is about going into unknown areas, having the confidence that you can open some doors that you don't know what lies beyond them, and feeling like it's possible.
Yes. And another thing that I liked, you said, you know, we're both self-published authors, and you said, look at the pros and the cons of each, because you may not want to jump off into this new traditionally published area, because that may take down the personal control you have over your projects. And so what I'm hearing from that is, be content where you are, but at the same time, check out the possibilities, and that's where the curiosity comes in.
A lot of times people are disheartened or frustrated because they've picked goals that are not realized. And part of good decision-making is to think about the goals in small steps and incrementally do them in small steps. So sure, we'd like to be a well-known author in the future, and that's a wonderful dream. But perhaps there's smaller little steps that we can all take that incrementally get us maybe to that final dream, and that are equally as satisfying.
Yes, and that's why I've enjoyed talking to you so much, is because, you know, I was almost feeling dejected, and you said, no, keep going, and, you know, whatever happens, you've learned something, and you've met really cool people, and you're, you know, learning maybe new things that you hadn't thought about along the way. And so, from talking to you, it sounds like your whole life has been that way, because you lived in Germany for 12 years,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
And so, how has that been for you we talked about moving past your barrier of fear.
I think everyone has a point where they feel that what they're trying to do is impossible. I think what separates the people who are successful and the ones that give up is the fact that you keep trying despite what seems to be an impasse. I look at my whole life, and perhaps what's the common theme are a lot of perhaps impossible dreams. But I took little bits and pieces of them and strung them together like a string of pearls,
right,
and ended up with a necklace.
Right.
And so probably that describes my whole adventure, is stringing a bunch of pearls together to get a nice necklace.
Yeah. What is your next goal beyond the book fair this week?
Well, there's a lot of information, and I think perhaps you need to perhaps step back and kind of sort it out. One of the things was meeting you, Vicki, and we've had some very interesting conversations that I'm sure have sparked interest in both of us to pursue other things that we may not have considered. So I think sitting back and kind of evaluating again, even if the goal that I wanted to achieve coming here isn't achieved, I've achieved a bunch of smaller ideas to pursue.
Right.
And I think that'll be satisfying for this point.
Right. And like you said, just going to some of the conference speeches, mm-hmm, and panels about things that maybe you didn't consider listening to, and they gave you really great ideas, like the happiness quotient, mm-hmm, speaker.
Yes, that's an important point. There were several, I just was tired, and I went to have a place to just sit down on a nice, comfortable chair. And just the surprise was that here was someone speaking about something that I hadn't really considered, and it was opening a very interesting dimension of the speaker was talking about the quotient of happiness.
Right. And you have a psychology background, and so that matches with what you've taught counseling with your students.
Yes, and it's an important aspect as a counselor is to always be considering new information, because that's part of what you're doing as a counselor. You're really being a coach to help people coach the new things and the skills that they want to obtain,
yeah,
and become competent in. And they may not have thought about some of those things. It's an interesting thing. You could say things out loud to a wall, but when you say them to another real person, they seem to take hold.
Right, and then we bounce ideas off of each other. We talked a little bit about, you know, people being born with gifts and that they're meant to use them to, you know, make themselves happier, to serve the world, you know, following a life purpose. And so how do you put that together with coming to conferences like this and following your curiosity and tying that into your life purpose?
Well, I think when you come to a conference this large, you can feel a little overwhelmed and feel like, what do I have that's significant? But as you step back, you realize there's a broader idea to be learned from the experience. And that is perhaps the new ideas that you'll develop that you hadn't considered before.
Right. Because we talked about you can't quit learning, you can't quit evolving, or what's the point?
I think that's the phrase lifelong learning.
Yes.
It starts and it never stops.
Yeah.
And I think when you don't make yourself into learning something new or giving yourself the option to learn something new, you've really cut yourself off from some options.
Right. Well, you are the epitome of living unstuck joy. And so is there any last tip or sentence that you would like to leave people with?
I think people should leave themselves open to new ideas. And just because you previously thought something and you think you perhaps don't like that or disagree with it or that's not what you knew before, I think you need to stop and let it flood in, because you may find that there's some new things that you hadn't considered before.
Right.
So you need to leave yourself open to new ideas.
Right. Keep those antlers up and aware of what's going on around you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, not just to visit with me today, but for being on this little episode of Unstuck Joy.
Yes, I appreciate it, Vicki. It's been a wonderful time talking with you. Yes.
Well, tell everybody your website where they can find your books.
Yeah, it's www.gotcarrots.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thanks, everybody. I will talk to you on another time from the Frankfurt Book Fair. Bye.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey everybody, this is Vicki Todd with Unstuck Joy. I've been reflecting a lot on yesterday's day at the Frankfurt Book Fair. And so I wanted to share with you some of my reflections and, you know, kind of what I've been thinking and feeling. So I mentioned closed doors yesterday. And, you know, what we had been told by the Litfire publishing booth is, yeah, you know, make your list of the publishers and literary agents and get out and network. And so I had my list, and there was a literary agent in New York City called WriteView, W-R-I-T-E, like WriteView. And they specialize in inspirational memoir, check, transformation, check, helping make a difference in people's lives, check, and there was something else, spirituality. Check. And so that sounds like such a perfect match on paper for my visual memoir, Unstuck, because that's exactly what the book does. And so that was my first stop yesterday. And I got up to the literary agent section, and it's totally fenced off. And so they have basically bouncers at the door, and you have to have an appointment to get in. And so they said, you know, you can try emailing and see if you can get an appointment. And so I just calmly sat down and, you know, emailed the lady at the WriteView agency. And, you know, who knows if I will hear from her during the conference or not. Because what I'm finding is this is more of a business to business and not so much an author talking to literary agents and publishers. And so, you know, detour around that is maybe go to their online submission system. So that was one thing, one closed door. And then the next stop, I went down to the Hay House booth because, you know, my book Unstuck is published by Balboa, which is a self-publishing arm of Hay House. And I just said, hey, you know, could I sit down and talk with someone about the possibility of moving from Balboa to Hay House and how that would work? And she said, you know, we're not talking to authors during this conference. We're only talking to other publishers. And I was like, oh, okay. And so, you know, again, the online submission system. And so that's the point where I got really kind of frustrated because I thought, aren't we supposed to be, this is what we were told, aren't we supposed to be going out and networking and all these closed doors? And so that's when I ran into Patty Demir, who I interviewed yesterday with Got Carrots. And so I do not think that that was an accident. You know, I do not believe in coincidence. I believe that the universe placed her at this conference. We spent so many hours yesterday just talking, and she really gave me a different perspective on doing things like this. And so that was really, for me, a godsend to have Patty here. And I hope I can hang out with her during more of the conference. But one of the things that we talked about yesterday, she has a psychology background, and she had mentioned some expert. I don't know who the person is, but they had talked about that you can't go into the next life phase, you know, transition into a new life chapter until you've successfully completed the previous one. And that word successfully completed kind of got me. And so we were talking about that, you know, what is the definition of success? And so I was thinking about that last night after I got back to my hotel room and like, you know, getting a divorce. According to my parents, that was not a success. You know, when I got divorced in 1999, you know, the words from my parents were, oh, it's a failed marriage. It's a black mark on the family. And my mom didn't tell people for 2 years that I was divorced. She let people in my hometown believe that I was still married for 2 years until I went home for Christmas 1 year and totally let the cat out of the bag because I thought, oh, this is ridiculous. That's a whole different story that we won't get into. But to them, that wasn't a success. You know, they called it a failure. But I thought, wait, to me, yeah, you know, divorce is always crappy to go through. It's not pleasant. But that was the impetus to flip my life, go back to school for my doctorate, and then start teaching. And probably more importantly, that was also the impetus for me to begin painting, because my first visual memoir, you know, visual diary portrait was Inner Beauty Blooming that I painted in 2001. And that was because of going through that turmoil of having to go from non-working wife to, you know, going back to school and to totally flipping my life 180 degrees. And so that is what Unstuck, my book, is based on, are the stories of that first life flip and then the second life flip with, you know, resigning, you know, 12, 13 years later from Quinnipiac University. But I also have the selections of my memoir portraits to help tell the story of those two life flips along with the words. And so that's where Unstuck came from, was beginning to paint and realizing that, oh, you know, this is a transition, you know, and here you are going through it the second time. And so I had gotten a really great review from Kirkus Reviews this summer. And, you know, that to me, that was a really big deal because Kirkus Reviews is a huge book reviewer. And they gave me a nice long review, and it was really positive. If you want to check it out, go to my website at VickiWorldArt.com under books, and the whole review is there. But the one line that really stuck out to me from Kirkus, it said that my memoir paintings in the book really give Unstuck a unique angle on the finding or living your purpose genre. And so I thought, to me, that was a success. You know, to go through that marriage, I learned a lot, and then getting the divorce, that was a total success to move me into the next phase of life. And so think about, you know, some people get laid off from their job, and that's really scary, and it's, you know, feels terrifying. And sometimes people say, oh my God, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me, and it doesn't seem like a success. But think about the people that kind of regroup and say, you know what, this is giving me a chance to maybe rethink life. Maybe there's a dream that I've always wanted to pursue, but I haven't been able to do it because I've had this other job. And now I'm at this fork in the road. And so now maybe this is a chance, an opening, an opportunity to be able to pursue that. And so I think that's another great example of something that seems like it's not a success to end a certain chapter in your life. It really is a success if you perceive it in a certain way to move on and take all those lessons that you've learned and move it into the next chapter. So think about your own lives. You know, that's what Patty and I were doing yesterday, just kind of going back and thinking, oh, well, I wouldn't have called that a success, but it was a success because of the outcome. And so think about the different transitions in your own life and, you know, whether you think that, oh, that really was a success and that allowed me to move on. The other thing I've been thinking about are open and closed doors. And so I definitely know what open doors feels like, you know, when everything's just really going and everything just falls into place and it just kind of falls in your lap. And I also know what closed doors feel like, you know, kind of like yesterday, like, oh, you know, this sounds really good on paper with this literary agent, but I can't quite get in. And oh, it's really frustrating. But closed doors can be just as much of a blessing as open doors, because I found that sometimes maybe it's a little test to see if you're really dedicated to your passion, your dream, and how are you going to react to it. And so, you know, I think the old me probably would have reacted that, oh my God, I'm going to come back to my hotel room and start crying. This is so upsetting. You know, I feel like a failure. What am I going to do? The new me, I woke up with such a sense of peace this morning that everything is just as it should be. Everything is just fine, just right. Everything's just working out as exactly as it should. And so maybe the universe is kind of testing me to see how I'm going to react to this. And then, you know, later, you know, an open door will come. Or maybe sometimes a closed door is so valuable because I can't see down the road. You know, the universe can see the whole picture. God can see the whole picture of this life plan, but I can't. And so sometimes when we really want for a certain door to open, it's not the best thing for us for some reason, for whatever. You know, we don't know what the reason is. And maybe we find out later and we say, oh, thank goodness that didn't work out. Or maybe we never really find out, but something better comes along. And so, you know, I'm kind of just at peace and excited to say, okay, universe, show me what you got. You know, let's see what the next step is, whether it is to open these doors that I've been knocking on, or whether it's just to say, you know what, this isn't for you at this moment. There's something else down the line. And so going with what Patty had been talking about yesterday about, you know, just digging in and finding speakers to go to during the conference, I found one in the program today that is a gentleman from England. And he's talking about how to do the branding of your book beyond just the book. And so it even mentions, you know, if there's art, you know, maybe having a gallery exhibit or, you know, a live event or, you know, little videos or, you know, social media, something or other, you know. So it's kind of making me think that, oh, that really great quote from the Kirkus Review that sets my book apart, you know, with the visual memoirs playing the part to make it a unique, you know, live your purpose genre. I've always said, okay, yeah, that's part of my book. The pictures tell the story, but maybe I'm not tapping into something really creative that I could be doing with that to really maximize that even more. So I'm going to go to that speaker and kind of see what he has to say, because, you know, that's a success to kind of figure out, you know, those little clues. And that's what Patty was talking about yesterday, you know, those little pearls of wisdom along the way, and be open, be willing to go find those. If, you know, plan A didn't work out, okay, detour and let's go to plan B, C, D, and then kind of see where that goes. And you wind up with this beautiful, lovely necklace that maybe you hadn't considered before. And so that's the plan for today. So I am bringing back out my badassery card. And so today's badassery is a little bit softer. It's just go with this peaceful feeling that everything is just as it should be, and to go with the resilience and just kind of make it a game to say, you know what, I have more people on my list. Let's go knock on their door and see if they're going to say, sorry, we're not talking to authors today. Or, you know, maybe somebody will actually talk to me. So I'm not going to give up on talking to people. So we will see what happens, and I will check you later. Bye. Hey, everybody, this is Vicki coming to you at the end of my journey at the Frankfurt Book Fair. So I have learned so much during the last 3 days. I've learned a little bit more about how this industry works, about how book fairs of this type work, and I think I'm going home with some direction and clarity of what my next right mini step should be. And so I'm really thrilled about that, because, you know, it's just been, I didn't really know today how, what I was going to come out with. And somehow by the end of the day, I was like, oh, I've got it. So clarity shined. And so the next right step, I think I have it for when I go home. Another thing that's been really cool, I had a really long conversation yesterday. They had a Ask the Expert session about branding beyond the book. And so as the guy was talking to me, a lot of his ideas matched with my ideas that I've been thinking. And so I started expressing, you know, several of the ideas I've had about promoting Unstuck, about promoting my next book, where I interviewed 14 other artists about their creative journey, and told them about the radio show and, you know, my art. And he said, Vicki, you have the pieces, you have your art, you have your two books. We talked about the topic of the third book. You have the radio show. And so then I felt brave enough to bring out my crazy idea that I literally had in a bubble bath during spring break 2014 that I've kind of kept to myself, because I've been afraid to really express this to people because you may think I'm a total wackadoodle, but he loved it. I've had this idea that with my story, you know, using my memoir portraits and now interviewing other artists, and, you know, there's the option to interview more, and just using the stories as little vignettes and using the artwork for a stage play, you know, similar to the Vagina Monologues, but with these artists' journeys and their ups and downs and obstacles and how you overcome, you know, with these creative journeys and using their artwork. And he thought that was a really great idea. And so what really struck me, and I think that this can strike you too, is he said, Vicki, you know all these things. I'm not telling you really anything new. I'm just giving you validation of what your inner knowing has already told you, your intuition, and just kind of giving you the means, the ideas to string it all together. And so, you know, that's one thing I would like to throw out to you guys is, you know, the universe puts dreams in your heart and your soul for a reason. And, you know, maybe you've had the experience where you think, oh, that's so outlandish. You know, could I ever do that? I don't know if I could. And maybe you're afraid to tell people about it because you think they're going to think that you're wackadoodle, just like I thought. But, you know, maybe that's all you need is that little push, you know, like I got last night for somebody who, you know, is an expert in all these things to give me validation and just kind of the ideas of how to string this all together and move forward in a really exciting way. And so, you know, that's what I want for you guys. Use your gifts. If you have these crazy dreams that seem kind of out of reach and outlandish, you know, they've been put in your heart and soul for a reason. So, you know, don't think they're crazy and poo-poo them. Maybe they are crazy in a good way. And so maybe you can find somebody in your field to say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? How can I tie this together? What would be my next right mini step? And so, you know, what a wonderful thing to be able to share your gifts and the joy, the unstuck joy of just really following these intuitive knowings that are already in you. Just like Glinda the Good Witch said in The Wizard of Oz, you've known it all along. It's always been inside of you. So I think that's awesome. So thank you for coming on this journey with me. I would like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes by author, poet, Mary Oliver. And it's also a question to you. What do you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? I hope you use it to shine and to live your unstuck joy. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose with Vicki Todd. This hit show is where your higher purpose is revealed and cultivated. Now you too can share your unique light and special gifts with the world. Vicki's dedication to raising your life's purpose to something extraordinary is unending. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Catch Unstuck Joy monthly with Vicki Todd and Dr. Pat Basile. For more information about Vicki and her work, go to VickiWorldArt.com. That's VickiWorldArt.com.